prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is, the 14th day of October 2025. And I'm glad you tuned in tonight, and I think by the time this show's over, you're going to be glad you did. Probably. You might be a little bit shook up, and I'll tell you why in a minute. Before I go there, though, we are still offering, of course, our free DVDs and news email news blasts along with the magazine every month. Now, folks, if you don't receive our Minuteman magazine online, or if you don't receive our Minuteman news blast, you have no idea what you're missing. And I'm serious about that. You really don't. And I sent a video out today that pertains to tonight's broadcast. And I'm not going to tell you all about it right now, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's the most powerful video I've ever seen, 17 minutes long, to reveal how the Mark of the Beast system is going to work and is working. Already at work. Already at work. More than you can even begin to realize. This video really is a hard-hitting source of information. Everybody that's on our list received it today. I suggest you watch it. You listen to the guy we're going to talk to in a minute, Christian Briggs, share the story. So get ready to call or email me and tell me or call and tell us that you want a copy of this video. Give us your email address. We'll get it to you. Before we do that, though, don't forget about this weekend, God willing, we're going to have Bible study. It starts at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Hope you can join us. For the first half hour, as always, we do prayer requests and praise reports. 11:30, 12:30, we do Christian worldview news. And 1 to 2, we do Bible study. We're going to do one this week, showing this video also Saturday, discussing how we got into this mess, biblically and historically. And I'll be joined by others there. Of course, Phil Hudock, our producer, and also Diana Ketterman will be with us, discuss this issue and become an open forum. Hope you'll join us. And if you want a copy of our fall and winter catalog, we now have it. All you have to do is call and leave your address. We will send you a copy of our fall and winter catalog, no charge. Just call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and say, I want a copy of the catalog and you'll have it. If you want to get the DVD or the email sent to you with the video on it, just tell Faith your email address or email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com, like you start a car. startmail.com, pastorbutch@startmail.com. I'll see you get a copy of this video. Most powerful thing you're going to see on the Beast system so far. And I'm dead serious. But I said tonight, our guest tonight is Christian Briggs. I'm so honored to have him with us, join us tonight. And Christian, welcome.
Well, I cannot tell you how honored I am to be on your program and to have a chance to kind of talk a little bit about what you know to be true now based on that video.
Well, you know, it's been coming a long time, and we've been trying to reveal it for years. But the other side has gained so much ground in leaps and bounds to the point that I knew we were into it, but I didn't know, like, Palatar and all the ones involved in it and how involved they were around the world in politics, controlling governments, controlling people. Folks, this video is unbelievably powerful. Now, before we get started on that, Christian, would you mind telling the folks who you are, a little bit of bio about who you are?
Yes, sir. I will be honored to. So I grew up in Minnesota, very poor, single mother, obviously, which a lot of people can relate to these days. And found my way to Texas, and I studied physics, and I do quantitative derivative models, and that's mathematics, basically, for the layman terms, complex mathematics, and have been in the precious metals business for many, many years, about 40 years, took about a 10-year hiatus from late 06, early 07 until 2016. I built a software company and have quite a few patents in technology, mostly early-stage AI, mid-stage AI, and patterns of human behavior. So I understand fundamentally what technology is being driven and helped build what is today currently Apple payment systems. We did an engineering system that would integrate into Apple back in the day when they were first launching their iPhone, and apps on your phone were relatively new. So it was a way in which we were able to help get a lot of our software integrated into payment systems, and Apple was one of our biggest ventures. And then sold that patent portfolio in 16 and pretty much got back into the precious metals business. We are the one of the largest wholesalers in precious metals in North America, precious metals being gold, silver, platinum, palladium, obviously. Very popular these days, as many can tell. But during that last 5 years, as we were garnering into a lot of different things that were starting to materialize in the digital world, we realized that there was a fundamental shift in the Biden administration. They immediately were starting to move toward a central bank digital currency, which was not a crypto. It was a digital asset used for payment. And since we had some very large scale understanding of how digital payments work on the internet, because it's through tokenization, that's why when we worked on Apple Pay, that was one of the reasons why we knew so much about it. And we realized that at the time, the Federal Reserve, and this will go to the heart of the reason why we're having this show tonight, is the Federal Reserve, we got wind through some sources that they were building and around the authority of Congress, Jerome Powell, who was leading this expedition of new adventures, we'll call it, to launch a digital dollar to be able to transform us from paper to digital without Congress's approval. And I alerted members of the Congress, both the Senate and the House, that this was being done. And we investigated it, we researched it, and we, of course, realized it had been done.
Well, Christian, what kind of response did you get? What kind of response did you get from the House when you tried to alert them what was happening? What happened? What did they say?
Well, I can remember talking to one of the senior members in the Senate and the House when I brought this to their attention. They're like, there's no way this is possible. Nobody can make a new form of money without congressional approval. I said, okay, well, here are about 50-page documents from the Federal Reserve that were not non-public distribution. They didn't want this to the public. They're called white papers. Some are made public. Some are not. Some are summaries. Some are internal in the way in which they're architecting it. And they looked at me as if I had seven eyes, four legs, and my hair was on fire. And I said, I promise you this is real. In fact, it was a covert black ops operation. If you're in the military, you'll know what black ops is. That's clandestine.
Yes.
Okay. And it was called the Hamilton Project, okay? And it was being nefariously run by bad actors at the Federal Reserve in both New York and Boston, Federal Reserve Bank buildings. Ripple, which is a software company, the token that is offset that is called XRP, and you can look all this up, was building the backbone of the entire surveillance, programmable, and controllable money around Congress's approval. Joe Biden, who had signed an executive order to expedite, you can look up President Joe Biden signed CBDC research development, which was really just to accelerate the development and the deployment of the digital currency. It's not like crypto. This is not a crypto. This is not a decentralized system where you can run in a anonymity and autonomous manner. This is a completely centralizing power to control your wallet, like they did the truckers of Canada who protested about the vaccine, and they can turn that money off. And so members of Congress looked into it, and we started meeting. I started developing more and more expanded contacts in the Republican side, and we realized this is real. Not only is it real, it's built. And if Kamala Harris had won with this version of what we're talking about, it would have been communism 101, because there's two things you can control. If you control someone's health care and you control their money, you pretty much got them. Well, only the first thing that's left is transportation.
And folks, don't think Trump's so down on it, because he hasn't. Believe me, he's in up his eyeballs also. But anyway, we'll get on that in a minute. So you start bringing this before, we'll say, the authorities, and they at first laughed at you. Then they saw you had the proof of it. Then they start responding. Do you think that anybody tried to slow it down? It's not being slowed down very much now. What's come out of that?
Well, what we've got now, okay, in order to, there were two parts to Trump's current administration that had to be done immediately. And if you notice, there were two pieces of legislation that were pushed and they were passed fast. The Big Beautiful Bill and the Genius Act, okay?
Yeah.
The Big Beautiful Bill is a bill that expands deficit spending, Medicare, Medicaid cuts, so big Medicare cuts in 26, my understanding. And then, of course, it also expands a lot of other positive things, and there's a negative things. And no bill, no piece of legislation will ever make everybody happy. There's always pros and cons. But what the Genius Act did, because we were coming into a point where the Federal Reserve was anxiously trying to push this CBDC out, is the Genius Act had two purposes to be solved, two main purposes. One, to jumpstart ahead of what the Federal Reserve was attempting to do. Banks around the country were also working within the Federal Reserve to be able to launch this. They wanted it. They wanted the CBDC because it gave them complete control over everybody's money. So by that default, they would make a fortune. They would make billions and trillions of dollars because you have nowhere else you can go. The second thing that the Genius Act had to do was before it had a jumpstart before that launched was it had to shore up short-term treasuries. Now, that means is treasury bills or bonds that are 93 days or younger. The oldest can be that, in order to be able to issue stable coins, which is basically a token that will replace the paper currency. If there's ever been a definition and meaning and purpose to define how Revelations is being fulfilled, this is the mark of the beast, because what's going to happen is the Genius Act was to help to be able to issue stable coins, which will replace the Federal Reserve's paper currency. That was the whole point. This would attempt to get rid of the Federal Reserve because it would not be needed anymore. We go from paper to digital. Then,
is that why Trump's trying to shut down the Federal Reserve? Can that be part of it?
Yeah, he's trying to shut it down. He doesn't. Yes, he wants to shut it down. Period.
Yes. Okay? Folks, stop and think a minute now. He's not shutting down for a benefit. He's shutting it down for control. Go ahead.
Correct. And the Genius Act, what it did was, and I'm not crazy about this aspect of the bill. Now it does. The bill has things that bring short-term benefits, but long-term, not so good. And one of the downside consequences of getting rid of the Federal Reserve, you ask yourself, well, then who's going to issue the money? Who's going to regulate the money? Who's going to have the authority to oversee the money? Who's going to be able to determine nefarious things are happening with bad actors with the money? Well, the downside consequences are it's going to be corporations. Okay? It's going to be corporations now. Corporations are now going to be the bankers to us. So if you're like Coinbase or if you're Circle,
may I make one more statement.
Sure.
This means that they're going to profitize our money to the corporations.
Oh yes, 100%. See, and think of it like this: we are now going from a government of due process, and even if you don't like the Federal Reserve, you don't like the banking system, there's always what they have is an oversight agency. That's either the Office of Currency and Cash, which oversees banks, or you had some regulatory authority that would always create due process. If a bank was to freeze your account, you can go to court. You can go to federal court and say that's not right, and then they have to justify. Now with the Genius Act, and the corporations are now the new bankers, and the corporations decide, you know what, I just don't like Joe. Why? Well, I don't know, because he cut me off in traffic this morning. I'm going to turn his money off. Now, the corporations can't directly do it, but they can direct the secondary system to cut you off, to turn your money off. And there's no due process. They didn't. The Genius Act does not have a due process in the same manner in which you would otherwise have it in current state of monetary policy. It's got checks and balances in there on a financial merits, no question. It's parts of the bill were written very well, and but the parts that are lacking the understanding and are too broad will then be utilized against us. Trump would never utilize the Genius Act against us in a nefarious way. However, it has nefarious levers that can be pulled by the wrong administration. See, the one thing about Revelations is it has to be fulfilled to even be correct, which we know it is correct. Trump has already fulfilled a big one when he recognized Jerusalem, as you know, as the true capital of Israel.
Yes, he did.
Jeremiah and Ezekiel, and there's many things of which we can point to. So he is fulfilling. God doesn't just use Republicans or Democrats. He'll use anybody that will do his will.
That's very true.
So this Genius Act brings us now closer to a complete digital age where a unique serial number has already been identified. It's in your phone. Your phone is a unique serial number, okay? That phone will become your new payment system. It already is. Try Apple Pay. You can use your phone. You can use credit cards that are already in your phone. The difference now is corporations will have the right to issue the next generation of, which is really not even the next generation. This is a complete transformation in 5,000 years since Noah saw the sunlight, got out of the boat, and started creating the next wave of money, which was always a solid, physical, I've got it in my hand, credibility, credence, it's right here, to where's my money again? Oh, it's over here in this corporation. You don't have self-custody. You have third-party custody. Third-party custody is a corporation. It has a banking license, but it's still a corporation. It issues digital dollars called stable coins. I now use those. Mark my words, and it's going to be in a very near future, not many years. You're going to wake up. There'll be no cash in the bank. It's going to be strictly digital tokens. And then when you try to withdraw them, you can't. You want private transactions? You can't. You want to put a couple bucks in your wallet? Well, your wallet's now your telephone. Oh, well, that means it could be easily turned off or shut off. Well, what if it runs out of power? That's the reason why I made this video, to bring awareness to not only what could happen, it ultimately will. Remember this. Our tax rates were never going to be over 3%. Social Security was never going to be more than $12.50 per paycheck. Let's see, I can go on and on. The tax, not only the tax rates, but our system was never going to tax people below a certain amount. I mean, every time government gets an opportunity to increase revenues, they do it, and they never reverse it. Every time they get an opportunity to create efficiency, they do it, but it takes up some of our rights. If you want to be safer, you give up more rights. And
well,
that's
Well, I just want to say I have a copy of my dad's 1954 tax return. It's one page, one side. That's how it worked. But this is called creeping incrementalism. And, brother, we've sold our liberties for securities. I'm doing a teaching on this in Bible study Saturday. And a lot of people may not know this, but in Daniel 8:25, there's a verse that says that he'll more or less bring peace to the world. Well, that word peace, we think, means absence of war, and it can, but it means a lot more than that. This is what it literally means. Look it up, folks, in concordance. It means false security or prosperity. Let that sink in. And in Hosea 4:7, it said the more they increase, the more they prosper, the more they forgot me. So we've been sucked into the beast system, the Antichrist system, with our eyes wide open, getting all the benefits. Proverbs 20:22, verse 1 and 2. If you're given to an appetite, you sit down at the king's table, cut your throat. Because his dainties are more or less treasonous and poisonous. We've been given all kinds of goodies. All it costs is our liberty, our freedom, and now our souls. Like your lumpet, folks. Revelation 13 says that. Now, I got one more question because I have a sponsor who's also a metals individual. Fine lady I worked with for many, many years. If and when this is done, will stablecoin make the value of the metals no good because you can't swap it in for a stablecoin?
Well, that's a good question. So let me kind of give your listeners a little bit of things of which to kind of think about here. In the age of digital transformation, we're starting with our currency first. We're starting with a system of recognizable little, I'll call it an algorithm because it's a piece of code, but that code then makes up what they call a token. This is the beginning of digitizing everything we own. Now, they're already selling digital gold where you can buy a portion of an ounce, and whatever that ounce is going to be, silver, gold, platinum, plating, whichever. But they're already digitizing. So when you ask that question, is this the beginning? It is not only the beginning, but it's going to transform all of our assets. What they're trying to do right now is, if you look at what BlackRock and Larry Fink has said in recent months, the goal of the administration, and it's not only under Biden, but now they're moving forward in this administration, they're certainly not disallowing it, and they're not slowing it down, is to digitize all assets. To put them in such a way that you could trade them as a digital through your wallet. Like, here's my house. Okay, I'm going to send it to you. There's a mortgage on it, but I'm going to be able to actually pass it along what they call the blockchain. This is where it's going. And how it's going to affect precious metals, which is the point you're asking, it's going to affect all of this stuff. At some point within the next, I'm going to say 5 to 10 years, it could be 3 to 5, actually, there's speed of the way it's going, with AI developing, literally learning systems, it's self-learning within days, months from where it started, this could actually accelerate to the point where there's no physical gold. Gold is going up not because the economy is doing well, because we're entering a time of economics that would otherwise be good. It's going to be very bad. But part of the reason gold's going up is because people know that soon there'll be no cash, there'll be no private opportunities to transact. And this is going everywhere. Like, rare assets are going up. I've seen it in all sorts of things. But ultimately, gold and silver, they're going to try to digitize that. There may be some places in the world or even here that we can still own gold in the physical form, but gold is going up because of the main reason is the dollar is collapsing. The dollar is buying
silver,
power.
Gold and silver are both doing great. So you think we can still use physical gold and silver as a means of barter or whatever?
100%. My take on precious metals is very simple. At this point, whatever they are at doesn't really represent the long-term greater value, because at some day it's going to happen when a bar of gold or a sliver of silver, whatever it may be that you own or you should own, is going to have greater value than the value of the paper dollar and the value of the digital dollar. Because at the end of the day, who the heck wants to be able to show everything? Palantir keeps track of everything we do. When Elon Musk came into the White House to try to do the Department of, I call it the cuts. I mean, literally the cuts. I mean, they're trying to make it kind of like a politically correct. No, it was to go in there and then just cut, destroy all the waste and the corruption. At the end of the day, only $9 billion of all that thing, all of the things of which they talked about ever got done. That's it.
That's true.
The real reason that Elon Musk went in there was to merge the databases of all the agencies.
And
then Palantir got the deal.
Folks, are you hearing this? This has been planned. Trump knows this. Yeah. He's not an idiot. He knows this. But now, so I wish I had another hour other than this 1 hour. Folks, we'll get your phone call the next half hour, as always. But now, tell me this. How involved is Palantir and the head and also his partner, Ellison? How involved are they in this? I mean, worldwide. What have they done worldwide?
Okay, so you probably have seen lately, Larry Ellison has been talking about how excited he is to have the opportunity to create a surveillance state. In America, everybody will be looked at private. The rights of privatization is gone. What Larry Ellison has been saying is we're going to be able to keep track of every single person through Oracle, his software company, which also is part of the bigger picture. And two, Palantir, which has many contracts. If you go look up Palantir, look at all the government contracts from the United States to the UK to other countries in Europe, all over the world. And what Palantir is, and it was started by Peter Thiel in 2003 with the help of ex-CIA people. And the software was designed for one thing, to aggregate all information on every human being that it has access to, and then to define that person for every single thing that associates with them, whether it's the gender, the vote, the behavior, the likes, the dislikes, and to put that into an easy identifiable database. And that's what it's doing. So when you look at digital ID, which is now the big talk over in the UK and Europe, how people are pushing back, go look up Palantir Gets Digital ID Homeland Security Contract. If you've been to your airport lately and you put your driver's license in that little machine and they take a picture, that's digital ID. That's basically true. How they're going to be able to live, and your wallet's going to be connected to that.
Clear back in the late 1990s, myself and a few others tried to fight the digital ID on driver's license here in West Virginia. I drove without a license for over 10 years. And finally, the governor that was then in office said, let's help these people. And they did our picture without being digitalized on a computer. Now, and we've managed to keep it that way ever since then. But we tried to tell people this was not going to stay inside the state like they promised it would. It's going to go nationwide, eventually worldwide. And this even went beyond that. It's now absolutely everywhere you go, I would say, quite probably, Christian, your face is recognized, is it not?
Yeah, it pretty much is. I mean, I'm going to be doing a lot of different things here for a lot of people here soon, and one of the trying to bring awareness to all this. But I'm getting recognized more. I'm getting more and more views on different shows that I'm on or networks.
Okay, hang on through the break. Please don't lose all the thoughts you want to bring up, folks. Next half hour, we'll try squeezing some phone calls at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Don't y'all go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brothers, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back, and Satan's army has come to kill, and they are, this is John 10:10 says, he's come to kill, steal, and destroy, and he's doing it. He's doing it. And we're now talking about the greatest theft of property and personal value in the history of the world, and the final takedown of what's left of liberty, not just here, but worldwide. I'll be teaching this more detail on Saturday. We're going to see the Bible as foretold by the scriptures. If you don't worship the beast, you'll be killed. And oh, don't get upset at me. I didn't write it. In the same chapter, Revelation 13, it says that the Antichrist, the beast, will give him power to make wars with saints and overcome them. Now, all the people listening to this broadcast, believers, non-believers, whatever, you should be right now one of the most excited people to start wanting to buy some precious metals while you can, because your dollar is going to be worth nothing, literally nothing, because nobody's going to want to use it. It's going to be gone. Stable coin will take its place. And, I have to give them credit for one thing, Christian. I wondered how they would bring in a Bitcoin in place of the dollar when they can't control it. Well, now it makes perfect sense. They don't bring it in. They're bringing stable coin that the government more or less runs and takes care of through corporations, so they can control it, can't they?
Correct. See, stable coins are going to replace the paper dollar, and that's why gold's going up.
Because as we convert,
the dollar's collapsing in value and buying power. You're absolutely right.
So we can look for metals to go up quite a bit higher pretty quickly, can't we?
Yeah, I think that gold and silver is gonna continue its run and substantially. One of the things I've said before is look at platinum and palladium, which are two byproduct metals that are used in nuclear energy. They're going to start to be utilized even more. If you're looking for something for both capital preservation as well as capital appreciation, then platinum and palladium, you should have some of that as well, because as Trump moves toward nuclear energy, platinum and palladium creates fission. Fission is like the igniter to dynamite. It's like the wick of a candle. Fusion is the exponential explosion, just saying layman terms here, where the energy is then pushed out. And so you have to have fission to create the fusion, platinum and palladium are the primary two metals. It's more, and sometimes it's rhodium as well, which is a platinum group metal. So at the end of the day, I think if you had all four metals in a diversified portfolio, you have capital appreciation, but you have wealth preservation, which is incredibly important as the dollar continues to go down, as you said.
All right, folks, you heard that. And you all know Melody's phone number. She pays the shortwave time on this broadcast, and she's been a great help to sponsor to me and lots of people. Give her a call at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Now, before we go to phone calls, folks, we'll take your phone calls. I promise you will. How quickly, in your opinion, Christian, will this pretty much take over the economy of this nation and the world?
Yes, it already has. It's already in play. It's already built.
All right. Now, say that again. Folks, this is important. Say that again. It what?
It's already built. It's already built. And it's already being deployed. And one of the things how we know this is because we brought it to Congress's attention when I rediscovered it. So it's not a question of if. It's already here. If you look up Ripple, CBDC, that's Charlie Bravo Central Bank Digital Currency, CBDC, Ripple. If you look up Amazon, Citibank, MasterCard, Visa, all the major banks, Bank of International Settlements, CBDC. You look up all this stuff, there is overwhelming information talking about how they're launching it. But without digital ID, you can't launch it. See, the key is you have to have one thing. In order for a centralized currency that's programmable, it can surveil, and it can be turned off instantly, is you must have digital ID first, because those biometrics is how, okay? The biometrics is how it works to authenticate you as the individual to be able to do the transaction. And there's going to be three things that this biometrics digital ID is going to be doing. It's going to give you the right to travel. It's going to give you the right to buy something. And it's going to give you the right to have health care. And all of these things are marks of the beast, in a sense, because they can all be used to weaponize against you.
Yes. That's right. Yes.
And so these are all built systems, but you can't. It's kind of like what happened in the Christian Crusades. The Muslims tried to invade Europe through the sword and the spear. They were defeated. So what do they do today? They do it in countries where they have lax immigration policies, and they use those immigration policies for their own benefit to expand. So instead of using the sword, they're using the rights of immigration that are given them or bestowed upon them by the given country. This is the same thing with the CBDC. You must have digital ID first. Oh, it sounds great. Oh, it's efficient. It's safe. It's fast. It's convenient. Wow. Who wouldn't want something like that? Good. Oh, and by the way, as you get the digital ID, we put that into your bank account requirement. I was at Bank of America 2 weeks ago, and I was talking to somebody, and there's a sign. It says something to do with the new form of identification. I was like, oh, that's interesting. It looks digital, like a digital system. Went up and talked to somebody, they're like, oh, yeah, you're going to have digital ID. You won't need your driver's license anymore. You won't need your passport starting after the first of this year. That's at Bank of America. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. Are other banks participating in this? They said, oh, yeah, everyone's doing it. It's safe. It's convenient. It's free. Whenever somebody at the government, in this case, a bank, which is now kind of like I call it the fourth branch of government, because they have to work so close under the Federal Reserve. The OCC at the federal government level, I get nervous because I'm like, wait a second. Ronald Reagan once said, if they come here telling you they're going to keep you safer, create a more efficient environment, you got to give a little bit more of your rights, but you'll be happier. That's when you start to run the other direction. And that's how they're selling this digital ID at banks. And Palantir has the contract under Homeland Security.
That is absolutely amazing. And we're running out of time so quickly. And folks, I promise I'll get your phone call. I'm not going to forget you. So we're basically already in the system. Obviously, we started into it many, many years ago. We're back with Social Security numbers, and then with Medicaid, Medicare, and all the benefits that man gives us because it's free, and we need it, and we can trust them, and they'll take care of us. All this nonsense we all bought into. We all did. No point in throwing stones, folks. We all did. But wouldn't you think, especially the church members, would have their eyes open to this?
Well, I think it's like this. Is anybody there can relate to this? Have you ever had a pair of glasses and you get a little smudge on them? But since the glasses are on your face, the smudge is there. You might wipe it a little bit, but it's kind of still there. But you can look through it. It's so close. You can't really see it. It certainly doesn't deter you from viewing what you need to view, driving or reading. But it's a little smudge, right. But it's not that big a deal. This is how this is being sold.
Yes,
as a smudge.
Yes.
It's so close to us, we can't see it. And if you think about it, this convenience of payment systems that are built into your phones, where you can load credit card numbers, and then you just tap here, tap there, tap there. That's it. That's a digital currency. You are now in the matrix, and you can't get out. There's no red pill. There's no blue pill. There's no white pill. There's nothing. You are now stuck, because here's why. They will make cash toxic. It already is, in a sense. Go to the bank. Try to take out $10,000. You'll get asked 752 questions. What do you want it for?
Yes.
Where do you need
yes.
to go with it? Who's
yes.
the buyer? Who's the seller? It's not worth it. It's not worth the hassle, nor is it worth the time to explain to them, you want to buy a motorcycle. The guy doesn't know you. He's not going to take a personal check. He doesn't take Venmo. No problem. I've got cash. So they're going to make it inconvenient. They're going to make something so convenient that you'll use it versus an inconvenient way, which you'll be frustrated with. So which of the two are you going to choose? Easy.
Of course.
The path of least resistance. Right.
Well, that's where they started, direct deposit. No money changes hands. It's a digit. That's all it is, a digit. Now, you still can get cash out with your check, but it comes in as a digit. And I fought that as long as I could. Yes, and everything is sent direct deposit. So that's just, folks, it's all by control. And soon, and it's soon coming, unless you misbehave or do anything that's out of character that they think you should be living, you may be an anti-Semite or whatever, you can lose your privileges of living, can't you, Christian?
Yes, sir. You sure can. And let me tell you how bad it can get. You get another Obama 3.0, let's say a Bernie Sanders, God forbid, administration. Let's even take it one step further. You get an Ocasio, AOC. She's full-blown communist. And then there's the ultimate, Mamdani, the guy that's running for mayor in New York, which looks like he's going to win. You get one of those bad actors in the administration in 28, God forbid. You think they're going to give you the rights and protections and the privacy? They're all communists, 100%. Socialism and communism is only defined by one thing, the first letter of the two words. One's an S, one's a C, but they're still bad. And it's almost indistinguishable by way of life between the two of them. And all of these people promote and try to get you to believe that these two ways of living are far greater than being free in a capitalist society.
Well, as one of the founders of, I think, Palantir said on the video, that democracy and freedom can exist together.
They cannot. They cannot coexist together.
I know we're not democracy. Don't throw me. I know we're not. We are now. We were not supposed to be. Let's be a republic. But nonetheless, that's that. You can't have both. In other words, you can't have convenience and total welfare all over you and take care of you and have government make all your decisions for you. You can't have that and have liberty. You can't be a ward of the state and be a free man. It's impossible. Let's go to phones. We're in our town. Let's talk with Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you, Butch, for taking my call. I'm curious about the god of the state, which is Lucifer, and how much is he tied into this digital ID and the CBDCs. Is this all part of the Mark of the Beast system, all part of the worship of him? Is it setting us all up to give our allegiance to him?
Absolutely.
And
go
if
ahead.
So, what can we do to, other than
good
say
question.
No? Yeah, other than saying no, what can we do?
Well, okay, it's a good question. In this world today, what we're seeing is a lot of people are buying gold, silver, platinum, palladium, well, certainly precious metals, gold being the primary one, as a manner of which to have that comfort and level of safety, security, and privacy. At some point, the compliance that will be required will have to take place. That is scripture written. You will have to bend a knee, bow, however they want to transform
you. You comply or die. That's how it goes. Go ahead.
Correct. That is what I'm saying. So this is being, there's a very high-level person in D.C. sent me a video two nights ago that shows that President Trump is fulfilling the biblical prophecy.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And it escapes me that there is a people out there that still believe the transformation of an efficient, safe, and secure manner that gives the ultimate centralizing of the power to just a few is in our best interest. It just blows my mind that people still think that way. So I'm going to say it for the record. If you have a amount of money that is put into things that still maintain true privacy, wealth preservation, wealth creation, but more importantly, in a way that will continue to grow, that's the best you can ask for right now. That is the best you can ask for right now, because whatever happens, like the theory of chaos says, whatever happens is inevitable. Inevitability is biblically prophesized. Okay?
Yes.
It will happen. Now, if it's 10 years or 20 years, I will go on the record on this one. The transformation of paper, or let's just call it physical money, physical, because, you know, it can be coins, to full digital globally, in a way, is 5 to 7 years. And remember one thing about Elon Musk that actually enables what I'm saying to be even more relevant and credible, is remember in the Bible when it says, when the four corners of the world are connected, I will come back. What is Elon doing in the next 18 to 24 months? He will have connected through Starlink the entire world. The four corners will have been connected. Yeah, Starlink, the largest satellite deployment in history.
That creates a one-world language then, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, one-world language, it could be literally, and let me tell you this, you can now, on the iPhone, on the earpods, the little earbud things, it has full language translation. We have transformed. There's two things on the new iPhones and the software business and the software systems. One is digital ID, biometrics, face recognition, which is the precursor to what I've been talking about. And two, it has instant adoption for language translation, so we all have one language. We now understand all languages simultaneously. So the transformation is already happening. It's happened in most parts of the world, and then we're continuing to do it ourselves. And thank God Trump did win. He did win in 20, for the record, to everybody listening. And he, of course, won this time. So he is transforming things in a way of such in the best interest of the country. The only thing is, it is biblically being transformed, and he is living out. So these things are happening in real time. So what I tell people is this. Get yourself in a situation that has a good outcome. And the outcome right now is plan for what is inevitable and put precious metals in your safe for safekeeping, because you're going to need them, because the rain is coming. Hey, listen, Noah knew it was coming. He didn't know what day,
it is.
But it definitely came.
All right, Isaac, I jumped, Joe, but thanks to call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jan and I. Let's go to Jan now. Jan, come on in.
Hey, to begin with, there are reports Australia's Perth Mint has suspended all sales of silver. Not a coin or
a
bar.
Yes, they have.
Not a coin or a bar leaves the facility.
And I think India's doing the same thing. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, India is out of silver. Not even a silver sliver. And they are no longer... the funds are starting to dump all their silver certificates, all the paper silver, they're getting rid of it. And as of 9:30 this morning, there's not, oh, that's the funds. But UK dealers can't get silver. In India, they had the dealers that sell it on Amazon. They're taking their money, taking their order, taking their money, and not shipping silver.
There you go.
Yes, yeah, they can't get it.
Yeah, get it local.
Yeah, one of the things, if I could interject here, I know you guys have a really good sponsor for silver, is we're a wholesaler. And so I can tell you this from the wholesale, she's right. Silver has become incredibly challenging to get, especially in large quantities, at a reasonable price without paying the crazy premiums. So all of that is correct. And you're going to start to see that more and more as we continue to grow in this understanding of what's happening in front of us. People aren't stupid. They just need to be told, how does it work? How is this going to affect me? So that was a great statement she made about the silver. Yeah. She's right on the money on that one, by the way.
Yes, she is. All right, Jay, that's a very good call. I got to jump, but thanks for calling. Running out of time so quickly here. Let's go to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch and Christian. Hello, Daryl. And thank you both for what you're doing. Thank you for bringing us this good information. And then I would ask folks to please pray for Pastor Butch Paul and Call to Decision Ministries for his protection. And ditto for Christian Briggs. And that's one thing that doesn't cost us anything. So do pray for folks and pray for their protection. And I just want to thank you both for what you're doing. And God bless you both. Thank you so very much.
Sweet phone call. Thank you. Daryl's been part of this ministry for a long, long time. I sure respect that, man. His tenacity is phenomenal. It really is. And folks, we're running out of time. If you got a call, you better hurry. 717-300-1698. We've got about 5 minutes left. And how can folks contact you, find out about you, and what can you do to just learn more about what you're trying to tell people?
Okay. And if it's okay, I'll give you three ways to contact me. I'm this personable. Number one, you can find me on X, you know, Twitter, which is BMC, Bravo Mary Charlie, _HAM. BMC, _HAM. You can reach me. Is it okay if I give out my phone number?
Of course it is, yes.
Okay. I'm going to give out my personal number. That's how close I am with everybody. And if you have questions or comments, you can text me. Text me is the best way that I can get back to you because it's easier for me to follow. You can leave voicemails too, but texting's great. And that's area code 310-279-9400. That's 310-279-9400. And our website is bmchaM.com. But anybody's welcome to call me. You can email me at initial C, that's it, at bmchaM.com. Feel free to call me anytime. I do a lot of, I'm going to be leaving tomorrow night for a few days to go to Europe. I'm going to be at the Vatican speaking on economic policy and things. And I'll be back here late Sunday. But please email me, call me, whatever you like, and ask any question. We have a duty as people who are believers to be able to bring the word to the masses and to understand what that word means and what we're living in. And we're living in a period of time where a lot of people think that this is the beginning of what is the next 10 or 20 years. I don't think it's going to be 20 years before we start to see things that aren't manageable.
I don't either. Let's go to Christina in Kansas. Come on in, Christina.
Thank you, Pastor Butch, and your guest, Christian. I have a question for Christian. Are you familiar with what is happening in El Salvador with the president saying Bitcoin is their legal currency?
Yeah, so what they've done is they've changed that. He's no longer doing a Bitcoin currency that would either mimic, replace, or parallel what they currently have. They've gone back to their normal currency, and I'll tell you why. The reason is, it wasn't because they felt bad about Bitcoin. I don't think that was part of the reason. There really wasn't a big general understanding of why the president did that at the time until later. Well, they just found one of the largest deposits of gold. If you look it up in El Salvador, I forget how many billions of dollars it is. And it's a long-term thing to be able to extract that much gold. But here's the catch. Because they found so much gold, they're going to back their currency with gold. They felt that was a better representation of value for the citizens. I agree with him because here's why. No matter what happens, that currency is going to be as good as gold, and it's always going to be private, and it's always going to be safe. So that guy is on the right side of the biblical principles.
Yes, he is.
Exactly. I'm happy to hear that. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And give that your information one more time. We've got about 2 minutes left.
Sure.
Please, one more time, okay. Information, phone number, and everything. Give it to them. And folks, write this down. Write this down. Go ahead.
Reach out to me anytime for any question. It's area code 310-279-9400. If you have any questions on CBDC, precious metals, prices, or even just economics, please. And then if you go to my show, The Hard Asset Money Show on YouTube or Apple, Hard Asset Money Show, you'll be able to see everything about us. And my email is initial C at bmcham.com. That's bmcham.com. And my phone number one more time is 310-279-9400. And I can't tell you how much I've been honored to be on your show. I love this show, and I will be happy to anytime you can. I'll love to come back.
I appreciate that. One more quick question. You're going to the Vatican. I don't trust the Vatican or the Catholic Church a whole lot, and they're more than doing most of them. How do you think you're going to be received over there? We've got about 30 seconds or less.
Probably not as well as I would love to be, because I agree with you.
Okay. We're about out of time. And Christian, thank you so much. This is a vitally important topic you're covering. And please, if anything comes up that you need to get out, you call me, okay?
You got it. I appreciate you very much, and I appreciate everybody that called in and who listens. Thank you so much, and I'm honored to be on the show.
All right, my friend. Talk to you soon. Thanks for being with us. Christian, folks, Christian Briggs, check him out, and he gave out his own phone number. That is unheard of. So obviously he has nothing to hide, not trying to hide anything. He's coming out with the truth, telling the truth, and moving on. And folks, I will say this, and we'll shut up. Financially, we are getting in a bind again. I hate to say that, but we are. You know, I hardly mentioned at all. If you can help us, we appreciate it. God bless. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow night with another fantastic program lined up. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.